podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Arrange of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Arrange of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
The like sound check person, the sound guy at shows is like, okay, vocals check. And you ever see that, like, I don't know what it is. It's like a badger. And then he's like, ah!
Yeah. When he's standing on, like, it's beautiful. Like,
yeah, it's like, all right, vocals. Ah! It's like that. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do every time. I don't even actually check my vocals.
I always feel so awkward when
I just yell.
I always feel so awkward when they're like, drums. And then you sit back there and you're like, which one?
Like, I have a lot.
Yeah. Or he's like, the tom. And you're like, fucking which one? Like, doom, 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 doom. You know? I don't know. It's fun. I fucking hate it, though, because you're just sitting there like, doof, 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 doof.
Some sound guys are the fucking worst.
Oh, yeah. But some are really fucking cool.
Great.
And I can't wait to get...
They borderline make the show of like 10 times better than it would be if you had just a fucking bum guy that didn't know how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm super excited because this show is going to be made 10 times better by our guest. Welcome back to the Basement Bar.
Hey.
Beers and Babble. We have a fantastic episode for you tonight. We have a new person brought in. He's a musician. He's a Renaissance man. He does everything. Welcome, Mason Monville.
Hell yeah.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun to be here.
We're super excited to have him. Such a good dude. Mason, you're a good fucking dude.
Thanks, man. Yep. It's weird to come here and not lug 18 pounds of gear.
And I then... did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, bringing it from our live show last week, bringing all the shit back down. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
No, it was good. It was rolling around all weekend. It was fun.
You didn't leave anything there. I know. Maybe you left a little bit lightheaded.
Oh my god.
Holy cow. Yeah, ridiculous. We'll talk a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Later,
that was a fun time.
It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely.
But now we're back in the old homestead, Rogers
we're
Pub.
Back in the saddle again.
Yep. So, Mason, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you, man? Where do you come from? Where do you go?
Cotton Eye Joe.
I'm from here, which is Essexville, Michigan. Grew up here. Well, born in Memphis, Tennessee. Don't know why. No idea. It's just a weird thing. I was
kind of came out there, man.
It was just a glitch in the matrix. I was born there, then moved here when I was like 2. My dad's from here. Me and Spence went to the same high school.
Nice.
Just kind of grew up as a sports guy. Grew up playing all kinds of sports. Me and Spence played Little League together and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then kept playing baseball. Baseball was like my main, I guess you'd say, passion, and it really wasn't. Grew up, did that just kind of for, because I thought it was like what I was supposed to do.
You were a hell of a ball player growing up, though.
It was like I could have been better if I cared more. You know?
You're just like, yeah, I mean, we get that free fucking treat afterwards.
So yeah.
That's where I was coming.
I was only there for the hot dogs, dude. And I played in high school, ended up going to Lansing Community College to play a couple years.
LCC, yeah.
Got in a bad car accident. Rolled up. I was in like a side-by-side, one of those Gator.
Oh, yeah. I was
a passenger, and we were... with some buddies up in Mount Pleasant, and the car came in, and it didn't hit us, but we swerved to get out of the way, tipped it, and my foot went out the side, and the whole, it snapped backwards, and the whole car fell on it, gator fell on it, and tried to get up and walk afterwards, and it
wasn't happening.
Yeah, it went right back down, and I looked, and I'm like, oh, That's broken.
Yep.
And
like that state of shock where you're like, I don't feel nothing.
And then that was when baseball stopped.
Yep.
I stopped doing that, moved back home, and then found music.
Fuck yeah, man.
Music.
I haven't been a musician my whole life like you guys have. I found it like quite recently.
Oh, dang.
Like probably 19 or 20 years old, I started playing. I taught myself guitar. YouTube's a fantastic tool.
It really
yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new owner's manual to everything.
Yeah.
We do this, right?
Yes, we
oh,
do.
Oh, there you go. Crack. Good crack.
Look at that.
Heck yeah.
Has there been a bad crack?
A couple times. Yep. Sometimes you spill it while you're trying to hold the mic and you do it and you're like, ah, fuck. Yeah.
Those are the times where we just don't say anything. We're like, oh, what the
yeah, you just hear fuck and nobody acknowledges it because fuck us, right?
But yeah. I found guitar, started diddly doing on acoustic guitar. My roommate at the time plays in a band around here called Forest Green.
Fuck yeah.
His name's Mark awesome. Duhame. And I just would like borrow his acoustic guitar when he was like gone or wasn't using it and just taught myself and then got into it. And
fuck yeah.
Started writing my own shit, mm-hmm. made my own band. And then for some, I don't know how it happened, but now I'm part of Chapter 4,
Chapter
which I don't
four.
Know if you've released that.
Yes, we have. We have.
That name on here.
Yep, we have. We had a little segment about doing that with Scott Baker that we just had recently. But
yeah,
Mason's in two bands, front man of Off Brand, fucking awesome. You should give their music a listen. They just dropped an
EP.
Oh,
you're in another band too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
snap.
So my project, well, I do my solo stuff, which is out. Under just Mason Monville, and then my actual band that I put together is called Off Brand. We're just like an alternative rock. We just dropped our first EP, like four songs. It's available everywhere.
Yes, sir.
It's fun.
Yep, I just gave it a listen not too long ago. Yeah, you sent it in there. I was like, fuck yeah, because you remembered to give me a reminder.
I listened
to that, and it was really good.
Why do we say that? It just occurred to me. Why do we say drop? Like, dropping the show, or I drop this EP.
I don't know.
I wonder where the etymology of that came from. Like, why is it dropping a record or dropping?
I want to say something funny, but I don't know any. You
no,
know,
I
there's,
don't,
no
yeah.
there's no.
I was genuinely curious.
Yeah,
like, that
no
just popped
way
into my
to
head
think
of like
of a joke about that.
Well,
I mean,
see, this is when we need Scott.
maybe it's like, you know, when you're getting out of record, you know how you have to be
you have
gentle
to drop the record
and stuff
on the,
like, yeah,
on
or,
the vinyl, maybe.
Yeah, either drop it like that, or if someone drops it, everybody fucking acknowledges it.
No,
like you're like, ah.
No, that's it. That's it.
Oh, that
we
could
don't,
be.
Nope, we're not.
No,
we're
going
it.
With
oh,
that.
We're just like,
that's
we're moving
it.
With that. Yeah, that's it. It's a fact.
Please don't add us. We fucking don't know what we're talking
yeah, exactly.
about.
Exactly. We even gave you a reminder in the beginning.
Yeah, that's
in the
it.
Intro. No, but that's awesome, man. Yeah, it sounds really good. It sounds really good.
I appreciate it. Our buddy Bram Miller did it. He's a local guy, and yeah, we had it doing recording in the studio. I love playing live. It's my favorite thing, but there's a close second to like getting with your buds in the band and sitting down and creating something cool.
Yep.
And putting it out. And I'm always like, I always like ask people like if they like it. And you ask your friends and they're like, yeah. But I'm like, your real friends would be like,
we'll tell you. Yeah.
No. I fucking hated it. Like some people are like, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's the first song's name? And then they're like, oh, I don't know. And like, you didn't listen to it.
No,
that's you know, yeah. You're a prophet everywhere, but your hometown is that, yeah. Whereas you know, your best friend, same shit. Sorry, yeah. Fuck. Continue.
Well, as I was listening to it, and I'm gonna prove that I listened to it.
Yeah, there you go.
As I was listening to it, the vibe change right when it goes into Gem, was really fucking spectacular because they have from the band that Mason and I are both in, Chapter 4, it is a completely different vibe. It's more, I don't want to say pop punk, but it's pop punk-ish. It has that vibe to it, but they have very, what kind of word am I looking for the music behind the...
Cosine? I don't know. You're making a...
I don't know. Melodic music behind it. It's very, very good. I don't know.
The thing about that is like we just kind of fucking... fell on, we had these songs and I wrote them all at different points of what I wanted the sound to be for that band.
Yes.
And luckily they kind of all meshed together well. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that on purpose. Like it just did it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you don't want to have an album and there's like a metal song and then a country song.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. they all kind of fit well and I that's just blind luck.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. But I remember we were sitting there. It was me and Dennis listening to it, and the third song on the EP, Gem, came on, and it was starts off very beautiful, and we were like, whoa, whoa, you know, we haven't heard this before, you know.
Oh, the little harmonics that he does on the guitar, yeah.
I was wondering what's the band consist of then? Obviously, you're
like
the
members,
front man. Yeah.
I'm singing and playing rhythm, okay, guitar, and then Abram Guerrero is our lead guitarist. I met him in when I was working out in Midland Street.
That sounds more like a UFC fighter name, Abram Guerrero.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's on the fight card. Yeah, main card.
It's cool. I think Guerrero is a cool name. I think of like every cool baseball player ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so he's on lead. He's from Arizona. He just moved here a couple years ago, and I met him through, yes, dude.
That was crispy.
That was nice.
Crispy. Buddy, you're in the cables.
And we just kind of met, and we're like, you like music? And I was like, yeah. And I was playing a song in the bar, and he's like, I love this band, and blah, blah, blah. And then we started writing music together, and then we got Brennan King. He's our bass player. And then we're just playing acoustic shows because we didn't have a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these shows we filled in, and we played our acoustic set, and a guy from a band called Anomaly, his name's Brendan Slocum, and he came up and he says, oh.
I like the sniffs. You can hear the sniffs. Buddy, oh, the dog, guest stars.
Buddy, what's up, man?
He joined the bar.
Roger, you look different. Yeah.
You got to shave that winter coat there, yeah, bud.
Our drummer came up to us one day. He's like, hey, you guys need a drummer? And we're like, yes.
Please.
Yes, please.
From God, man.
Oh, my God. And he came in, and he's been killing it. He's only 19 years old.
Oh, wow.
And
dang.
He's in school for music. And I was like, oh, man, dude. You better learn to teach it because that doesn't fucking go anywhere.
Yeah.
But,
awesome. Yeah,
Eddie,
you guys sound
I had a question for you. Do you drum? You a musician?
Yeah.
He is a musician.
Yeah. I am a jack of all trades. I can kind of play every instrument
sick.
I don't play any of them well.
You popped in when Spencer wasn't here and you started playing. I was like, oh, shit, he can play the drums.
not well. It was a very basic beat, and I can keep a rhythm. That's it.
That's drumming. If you can keep a rhythm, that's drumming.
Yeah, he texted me. He was like, hey, I sat on your kit during band practice, so I sent him the meme of Step Brothers where it was like, don't touch my fucking drum kit.
Yeah. I hate to tell you this. When you're not here, I sit on your drum.
Oh, absolutely.
I
no.
All the time.
Yeah. There's a fine line to who and who can't. There is a very fine line on who and who can't.
Who can't?
Oh, you really want me to be this guy?
Yeah.
I deny when, like, if I'm on a bill with seven bands and they're just like, yo, can we use your kit? I go, is there anybody else?
That's,
you know what I'm saying? But
that's totally not a dick.
But if someone's like, oh, I need a pedal, or I need a throne, or I need this symbol, or can I use your ride? 100%.
It's a trust thing.
Yeah, yeah, but... The only thing that scares me when I'm on a big bill and people ask me to use my kit is if I'm closing or if I'm like the headliner or anything like that. If something fucking breaks, I'm going to be so pissed. I broke one of your heads. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I going to do?
Whoa, crazy. Yeah. I'm going to break your fucking neck. That's awesome.
There was one time, really close friends of ours that when we were playing with them, they're no longer a band, but there was a drummer that I fucking enjoyed. He had the sickest kit ever, but he had forgotten his, and he lived... like in Grand Rapids. So he's like, yo, do you mind if I borrow your kit? I'm like, go ahead. You know, and we played, and then they were headlining. And he gets up there, and I left my sticks up there. Like, he forgot literally everything. And he broke one on the first snap, so I went up and handed him another one. And somehow, he broke three fucking brand new sticks during his 30-minute set. And I was like, I don't know how you did it, motherfucker, but that's like $45 and some change, but I don't want it back. But Jesus Christ. I was like, relax, my boy is here.
The
fuck.
He's just a fucking lumberjack.
Yeah.
He's just a playground of wood chips.
Yeah, yeah, basically, dude. The guy was Paul Bunyan back there just chopping every piece of wood.
You play really hard.
I do, yeah.
And, but your sticks don't break. They just get to the point of where they're just like handicapped.
Yeah. And they don't bounce anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's not playing the drums. He's back there whittling.
Yeah, basically,
dude, straight
dude.
up. It's one stick. The one he uses to hit the snare, I can always see it. It's just like halfway up the stick just looks like a beaver got to it.
Yeah. You know those, like in the woods, you see that one tree that the beaver's been getting after for weeks? Those are currently sitting on my fucking snare right now. Yep. And that's how I tell, too. You're like, whoa, there's a weight difference. Yep, that's a snare. That's a snare. Yeah.
You don't have to tell by the weight difference. It's just the thing looks fucking terrible.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't worry. When we hop on these gigs here coming up at the end of this month, and we're rolling after that, brand new sticks every time. Got to do
rolling, it. Rolling,
dude. I also got to get all new brand new heads, so that's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, get that head.
Yeah, basically. But got to go to Guitar Center and just be like, all right, here's my fucking credit card. I'll pay it off in 3 years. Give me all new heads, you know? Jesus Christ. It's like bass strings. I never knew the difference between guitar and bass strings, and I still don't. But I do know that bass strings get bought
about
like $40. Once a year. Yeah, once a year. guitar strings are like every
the
gig.
The thing with like bass and guitar strings, and this is probably really boring to people listening. The thing about guitar
they're
and bass
bigger.
Strings, my day job is a luthier. Mm-hmm. I work on and build guitars.
Yeah,
really?
Fucking cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Where at?
So I work in Saginaw at this place called Omni Guitars, and we build our line of guitars called Wonder Guitars. The Wonder Sharpshooters is what they're called.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't even know there was anything like that around here. Because one of the guitarists in one of my old bands...
Dude, he's in a band, too. He's a rock.
Oh, my God, Jerome Rattel.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He went off to Taylor, I believe. He's building, like, he's actually building
that's
Taylor's and shit.
That's a real fucking company.
That dude's one of the
crazy.
Greatest guitarists I've ever met.
He is
that
very
guy's
good.
Fucking wild. And we had him, you know, when we were 16, our first band, and he was even amazing back then.
I know he Tarzaned his way up the chain in bands, too.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be on this band, and then it's like a bigger band would be like, nope, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't deny it sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, the way he were, like... I could never see myself leaving my brothers and everything like that. But when you're crazy talented and everybody up is asking for you, it's like fuck, you know.
Oh,
be the next guitarist for Metallica soon. It's crazy.
But do you have to answer? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Continue your shit.
Yeah.
You're Luthier.
Wonder guitars. Yes.
So I build and do fucking repairs and all that good stuff for guitars and the difference between the bass and the guitar strings is like bassists. Find this like holy grail of like, yeah, my strings are dirtier than yours. They sound better. They're awesome. And that's just because bass players are gross. And I can say that. But guitar players, like, you're like, yeah, my strings are dirty. They're losing tone.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're you know, they're just gross and they get rusty and you change them. Mm-hmm. Bass strings, like, I don't think I've ever changed my bass strings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had my bass before, the one I use. And
is that door shut?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Hi, buddy.
Buddy.
All right, we'll let you out.
And
sorry, I didn't know we locked you.
I had that one bass, and then I got the gig with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just bought a new bass.
Yeah.
Like, instead of changing the strings,
it's fucking sick.
I just bought another one.
Yeah.
And so it was like a $400 pair of strings.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
F and A.
No, that it just, one day it was like, yeah, I got to go get new bass strings. I'm like, okay, yeah, like $9 or whatever. They're like, no.
$45, $55.
Yeah, like
that,
you're like, ew, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's when I restrung that Ryan's old bass.
Oh,
it's $50 for
Jesus
those.
Jesus Christ.
It's the perks of what I do. It's free strings.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, no one's going to miss these.
Yeah.
But to answer your question a while ago, I guess I can go through my resume.
Yeah, give
so
it to me.
It was, I started, my parents had bought a baby grand piano. They bought from somebody, I don't know, but when I was 5 years old, I started playing piano. And
Raj,
welcome, Raj.
Oh, they made it, Jesus Christ.
We just let Buddy out. We didn't realize we locked him in the basement. He
Is
just
that who
went
you
upstairs.
Came to look for?
Yeah. 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 But, started playing that, and then in fourth grade, I picked up saxophone and started playing through there, and I think I was...
Just be a part of a ska band?
We did there for a while. That's why you walked in. I was listening to ska music and shit. Love that stuff.
I'm a huge fan of ska.
But then I was 8 or 9 and I got a bass guitar and then started playing guitar and learned that. And then choirs, I started singing. with in.
Have you ever heard this motherfucker sing?
In high school?
No. Well, oh, it's insane. It's crazy. Yes, it is.
Oh, well.
We'll do karaoke after this podcast.
good thing you're about to sing for me. Go ahead.
And after high school, I was in the choirs at Delta. I was the assistant director of choirs there for 5 years. And then my buddy Joe Kuzdahl was the band director at Arthur Hill and Thompson Middle School for a couple of years. So I was helping him out. I was kind of the assistant director there, helping teach trumpet, clarinet, all those to the kids.
Yeah.
And been in a few bands. Perfect Ending, and I played with a 25-cent beer band.
Can't
Funk
forget
Shui.
About Wing It.
Wing It, yeah, our fucking Wing It, which we changed the name to One Lane Bridge and played around with them for a while.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. If I had the fucking time and wasn't working 40 hours a week plus running a business, absolutely.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a network administrator.
Okay.
I do all the IT stuff.
Oh, that's why this is working.
Well, that, and then helping run the 989 network and
fucking right,
that we're on right now.
Yeah, all the shows. Yeah,
that's dope, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's that, and it was just bands and choirs, and then probably about 2012. Oh yeah, I got in a rock and a hard place. I was about to lose my house, lose my car. I had to sell all my instruments. It was like losing children.
That
is
awful. That is fucking terrible, dude.
Since then, I hadn't really played or done anything, except for maybe church choir.
It's just grabbing that acoustic, just having an acoustic sitting around.
Yep. Yeah.
I find it to be the most peaceful thing ever.
Yeah. No, there was one time I didn't know he dabbled in guitar a little bit. There was one time we were having a rehearsal down here, and he had walked in. I think we were just having fun that night, and Eddie was upstairs with my parents and stuff. He stepped down here and he was like, "Give it here," and Dennis just kind of handed him a guitar and he started playing. I was like, "What the fuck is happening?" So I started drumming, and John was like, "Yep, we could do this," for a second. And we just started playing with him. He's like, and we got done, he goes, "Yeah, that was a song I wrote way back in the day." We're like, "What the fuck,
dude?" There's something just magical.
Yeah, I can't really remember the words to it, but it's real neat. It's all finger plunking stuff. Yeah.
You don't need to remember the words. I mumble half the time when I'm on stage. So
But you're like, I wrote it. That's the lyric.
It's whatever the fuck I want it to be.
I had a Selmer artist, Barry Sax. It was a $10,000 saxophone.
Christ.
Yeah, it's the second best sax you can buy.
What'd you get out of it when you had to sell it? I'm sorry to bring this tragic memory up.
But thankfully, Mr. Lewis bought it, so it went back to the jazz band. It's like does not march. It sits in the jazz band, so I'm real happy about that. But
the engraved one.
I got for it, and that helped me keep my house and car and everything. Nice. I had a 1985 C.F. Martin Stinger, which was real nice. That guy... It was appraised at $5,000 at one point, but I only got like $500.
You
got
the good
time.
Shit,
it was,
dude.
Dude, it was wild.
I play like my bass. I play for Chapter 4 is the most expensive thing I own, and that's like
there you go.
A $400 bass.
Still, those are. I mean, you can get real nice. Is it Precision Jazz? What type?
I play a Stingray Ernie Ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's. I mean, it. I fucking love it. Sounds great. I think. Spencer
it
is
does.
A song. Okay,
it does.
Good.
then, rhythm section's locked in.
But
boy,
I never,
yeah,
dude.
That's how we are.
It's a goddamn tag team, and the other guys don't know that. they don't get it.
It really is.
No, I mean he's absolutely amazing. He beat me out. I auditioned, and they were like, no, fuck you. We want Mason. he's way better.
Eddie, why'd you bring your saxophone?
I borrowed a bass for 2 weeks and started practicing, and because I hadn't played in forever, and they were like, oh, it's all right, but yeah, we want the real musician.
I straight up that when they so the story of when I joined it was. They had lost their bass player, and I was watching them play a show, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and message them because you know I was playing in my band, and I wanted to just play more, and I wanted to play with better musicians so I can be better. You know, when you practice with people that are better than you, you automatically start getting better, and. I messaged John and didn't hear anything back, and I was like, well, okay, they hate me, that's cool.
Fair enough. John was on his honeymoon.
There, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Oh, I didn't know that before, but I was like, okay, he just goes to me, and okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he was like, I was riding horses one day, and I got a text from Mason. Let me read that.
I was riding horses on the beach with the woman I love,
like fucking Fabio with his hair flowing. Just
yeah, true too. You know, he's got that fucking.
He's supposed to show up sometime tonight. He's like, hey, I'm gonna bring my computer for you to fix. So he's supposed to show up sometime.
John, man,
yeah. Dude,
oh, you shouldn't have told us that. That would have been the coolest fucking surprise,
dude. I would have
never mind. He's not coming.
I would have been so happy.
I would have cried.
I'm still gonna be happy. Yeah. But like, so I messaged him, and then you know, after he was done, you know, doing life stuff that he needed to do, you know, like loving his wife,
and, his new wife.
Yeah, his like brand new bow still on it, fresh off the lot wife.
Still smells like cellophane.
Yeah.
Oh, fresh. Jesus.
And unwrap. And then they got back to me, like, hey, you wanna try out? And I said, I've never played bass before. That was my first time I never played. I was like, it's got to be like guitar a little bit. So,
oh, really? You never played before?
No, I never.
Oh, shit.
Never played. So I went and I had one. I never played in like an actual setting. I've plucked around on it.
Yeah.
Never like learned songs. And borrowed an amp from one of my bandmates. Had my bass, brought it here and jammed out. It was fun. And I was like, hey, if that's going to be... I was like, that's cool. I got to jam with them. If that's the last time I do it, at least I got to do it. And then they're like, yeah, you want to do it? I'm like, oh, what? And
what were you doing when you got that phone call? Were you taking a shit?
No, I was...
Okay.
All
right. I didn't know because he was like
taking a
happy,
shit.
But I also felt like I was like, man, I hope he didn't make him just like pinch one
no,
off.
No, I was... I had a chick in my house, which is now my new girlfriend.
Oh, I had a boy.
I had a... We were talking and I was at it over and... I was trying I was trying to get busy, and then I got the call, and I was like, "Oh, I don't need sex anymore." That phone call instantly. I was climaxed, and then I was fine.
Started putting the shoes on already.
I smoked a cigarette afterwards, and it was nice. And yeah, that's
I need a drink of water. Fuck. No, that's funny. Oh, that's good shit, man. Oh, that's fun. Now, we're going to get to that second subject that we've been waiting on. What you guys been listening to this week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of said it. I was ska.
Oh, yeah.
I was rocking,
sorry.
You know, NoFX, yeah. Real Big Fish, yeah. Goldfinger, Mighty Mighty Boston.
Yes.
Real Big Fish's cover of Take On Me.
Yeah, I listened to that today.
Great
yeah.
cover.
Oh, yeah. Take On so me. Good.
Real Big Fish is
I love Goldfinger's 99 Life Balloons.
Yeah, every time ska comes on, I just like want to do a kickflip or something because I just think about like Tony Hawk Pro Skater and
oh my
oh,
god,
yeah,
dude.
All the good punk
Holy
music
shit.
From Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that
fuck
that,
yes,
that game.
The Ace of Spades,
dude. I saw
that in like 96 Quite Bitter Beings by CKY.
Yeah,
fucking speaking of Tony Hawk Pro Skater,
I'd have a beer.
I just saw a. I just saw, like, a video on YouTube or whatever, like, one of those shorts, one of those reels, of a dude doing it in real life when you're picking your skater, and he's, like, dancing.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, swaying back and forth with the fucking skateboard, and then it switched to another one. I was like, I miss that game so fucking much. So then I threw TNT on, and I was like, yeah, I'm good, man.
I pulled out my old fat PS2.
Did you really?
Yeah, buddy.
From childhood, and I've been playing that.
Yep.
If it still works, those are going for like $150 right now.
Wow. Because
the fucking lasers are few and far between that actually work anymore.
Memory, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to pay me a hell of a lot more than $150 to get rid of that.
Nostalgia is priceless. Yep. And even though that thing sounds like a jet engine when I drive it on.
Yep.
You got to
suck
it
in
for the
back.
It plays. It plays. And, you know, it's 480p and I can barely look at it.
Dude,
but
so many games are going through me. SSX Tricky, fucking Need for Speed Underground, dude.
All the old Maddens.
Yeah, we have a couple
NFL
of 2K2. We have a couple of like tubs, like you know the tubs that you put in Christmas decoration shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have a
Your
couple
standard.
Of tubs of PS2. Games out back
nice.
In the pole barn. I'm gonna have to find those and come to your house and be like, all right, we're going through everything. Like, let's go.
I have a funny story. When I was like, I don't know, 7, 8, you know, I would get up one night at like 3 a.m. and I go out to the living room and my dad is just like drunk playing Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2004.
Awesome.
All night long.
On the Wii?
No, on the PS2.
That was 8. That was and, 08 on the Wii, yeah.
He's like, I almost unlocked Phil Mickelson. And I was like, okay.
You want the lefty, dude.
I was like, can I have a glass of water? And he's like, no. Hey. And I went back to bed. But that dude swore by you. He was like, you play too many video games. And I was like, I literally got up in the morning and watched you like play Guitar Hero and Tiger Woods. I was like, you're just as addicted as I am. You just got to give it time.
There was one time he wandered up to my room at the old place. Yeah, like Roger, how you doing?
He just wandered in. Yeah,
yep, a co-owner.
It's an audio medium. We don't know what the you pointed.
I'm sorry. Yeah, everybody, this guy right here. No, I'm just kidding. But there was a time where he wandered up to my bedroom at.
Right, you got it. I got it.
At my old place. Can you
hear yourself in your headphones?
I don't know. Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You missed mic check, so we had to.
But I was playing GTA, and he goes, give me it. And I was like, all right. He showed me how it's done, man. It took him fucking 23 minutes just to get over the fucking bridge because he's hitting every guardrail. He's like, that's not how you fucking drive, and walked away. I was like, all right. GTA 5, it just came out, too. I was like, I was grinding that shit all the time. He's like, what the fuck are you doing up here? I was like, playing this. So there's a video of him just standing playing, just wrecking bitches on the side. I was like, attaboy, good for you. I was like, you use the analog stick to steer. No, it was fun. You guys ever play fucking Tiger Woods on the Wii?
No, I play Wii Golf. I didn't play the, it's like the... You know, the great value.
I liked Tiger Woods.
It really is. I remember, fucking wee-wee-wee-wee, and you're like, shit.
I remember playing Tiger Woods, or PGA Tour 2001, where it had Nelly, the I am number one, no matter what you like.
Yeah, the ball was one pixel.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was on PS2, and then Hot Shots Golf.
Hot Shots. Yeah.
The shit they'd say, like, you're moving slower than molasses in January.
Yep. Would it get caught in your skirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that shit, dude. Yeah, that was
Grip it and rip it.
Yeah, and you could get, like, the flame ball, too, when you hit a perfect drive. You're like, asteroid.
We got Force Rider.
Well, you're speaking of tigers. So what do you call a British guy that gets in a fight with a tiger?
Dead.
Clawed.
Nice. I like it.
No.
What are you listening to?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, your new EP? Other than that, a lot of music. Oh, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. No, a lot of oldies. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Fucking Just What I Needed by the Cars. Just a bunch of like old shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's oldies now.
It's weird. But just shit you never listen to. And then Run Like Hell, live version, Pink Floyd. Dennis showed that to me the other day. Blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, where the fuck did he pull this out of, you know?
Pink Floyd seems like a band that you'd need to like listen to if like either like you're real down or you're like flying real too high.
Like, see, we listen to it at 6 o'clock in the morning when we're on our way to work, and we're just like, yeah, man. Because whatever you did the night before, you're still feeling it at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wake up at 5, and you're just like, holy shit. All right. I'm here.
Raj, you dabble in the music. What are you listening to?
I haven't had a chance to listen to anything lately.
Nothing?
What the fuck have you been doing?
Have you cut your grass?
Have I cut my grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cut it yesterday.
What'd you listen
see
to?
See how perfect that is? Oh, now he's offended.
3.5 hours.
What'd you listen to when you did that?
Nothing.
Nothing? You the sat lawnmower. There with your thoughts?
I sat there with my thoughts.
He's concentrating.
I had to concentrate too much so I can find the fucking line with my vision.
Yeah.
Hey, it's exhausting doing that shit.
Just get a big microscope or a big magnifying glass on the front of the right.
Yeah, you know, like those movies.
Yeah, but then
Santa
you'll set
Claus
the grass on fire.
Set the damn woods on fire.
It's like a spotlight going through from the sun. Jeez, I'm surprised your head doesn't do that already. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to give it to you. I'm bald, too. It's all right.
That's your father. That is your father.
I did come from him, yeah.
My dad's bald, too. You have more hair than my dad.
Tiffany took all my hair when she was born.
Holy shit, and then she'd flush it down the drain, and she just keeps growing it. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah.
She does have a lot of hair. Yeah. In the episode of this I was listening to today, mm-hmm. you guys were talking about how There used to just be like a dead cat in the bathroom. Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Well, yeah, Eddie has to live with it now. But yeah, you guys not so much anymore. But
no, we thinking about it. We should have saved
to unclog
it.
Unclog a drain and shit. How long you been married?
10 years.
Yeah, it's been ten years.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it'll be 10 years in September.
Well, fuck,
right?
She's 7 years older than me.
No, 9 years. 9 years.
There's a lot of time where I forget you had a sister, and there's a point where when I joined the band and I came down here and you guys were recording, I was like, who the hell is this guy? And I was Eddie. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And I was like, I like had to do a little Facebook doom scrolling to figure out.
So you just
he's
you
part
just
of the family.
Yeah. You just
no, it's who's just, this fat bastard drinking all your fucking beer?
Yeah, because it's so funny when we're practicing. Eddie just comes down and he goes to the bar. We don't stop playing, and he just comes here and gets a beer, and then he's just back here, and then you see a good thumbs up every once in a while. And you're just like, yeah. I can always see how amazing.
You used to like walk down here like you were part of the family. I was like, who's this fucking guy? And I was like, oh, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they fucking invited me for dinner one day, and I just haven't left.
Yeah, we saw him on the street, and we were like, Jesus, look at how sad.
We even moved, and he still showed up. Yeah.
It's like, no one tell Eddie the new address.
Open up a tub, and there he was.
I'm not going to lie. When he first came, he came over for an Easter dinner. That was the first time the family.
Tiffany and I had been dating. Not even dating. We had like went on a date 3 days earlier.
You could say hook up, it's fine. You're already
what
there.
Was no. The, we, what was the date?
So we were out living. She was in Elma, and I was living in St. John's at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was
fuck St. John's. I'm sorry.
I was doom scroll on Facebook, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember her from high school, man. I always had a crush on her. I wonder what she's doing now. We got talking on Facebook, and I was like, what are you doing tonight? She's like, nothing. Why? Because it was Good Friday. It was Thursday before Good Friday. March 28, 2013. Mm-hmm. I'll always remember. Or 2012.
That's a good husband.
Yeah,
that is. March 28. Very good husband.
Oh, no, it was 2013.
Good guy.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah, anyway, I was right. Fuck you. So.
That is your father.
You said, first you said 2012, and then
no,
you said
13. 13. No, it was 13. Anyway, we went to the Scottish Inn. In Alma there, the bar, had dinner, and they had karaoke, so then I sang her karaoke, and then I got...
That's what did it.
And then I got hammered, and she was like, you can't drive home tonight, and took me home, and I was like, yeah, and then she went, here's the couch, you fucking stay there, and then she went to bed, and I was like, all right. And then I just never left.
That's playing hard
and
to get.
And so
that's
it was right before bullshit. It was right before Easter, and
he
she's like,
he
hey.
Says that he slept on the couch.
No, I did.
Still
I swear
don't
to God.
Believe it. Yeah.
I did. Swear to God.
He doesn't have any reason to lie now.
Yeah, really.
She didn't even own a couch.
They're married.
We moved all the shit in there. She didn't have a couch.
So, yeah. And so it was 3 days later, and she's like, hey, do you want to come meet my entire family at Easter? And I was like, I've lived a good life. Let's go.
And this was extended family. This was aunts,
and, like,
uncles,
literally
grandpa,
everybody.
That's
everybody.
The worst. Yeah. Dude.
And he walks in this fucking, like, teal dress shirt. So bright. And me and my brother are sitting on the furniture in the living room, and he walks in, and we're like, oh my God, another one. we're like, we start cooking it up, you know, and they're just like, who the fuck is this guy?
You know, when like you color Easter eggs, you got all those dyes and stuff. It looked like you fell in the blue one.
Swear to God. And he walks in with the biggest smile. And we're like, what the fuck? I'm like, what did you bring here? Ended up being the perfect dude. Like, I couldn't be happier. Their wedding was fucking fantastic. I remember sleeping while everyone was cleaning up with my
passed out on the fucking
dance
floor. Yeah.
I think me being a guest on this podcast is going to bring me and Eddie closer together.
Yeah.
Because me and Eddie are on like the basis of like, good to see you. Like, it's like that.
It was a nice wedding. It was a fun wedding. I tried to get out of it, but I couldn't. I tried.
Why? Because you were the father of the fucking bride or what?
No, he even
That's why
went
I had
so
the heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
He even went so far to have a heart attack a couple months before.
You had a heart attack?
Oh, yeah. A widowmaker. 100% blockage, man.
That guy was
dead going to the hospital.
Yeah. Nothing's
going
to take you.
Yeah, on my birthday.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what
like,
he got me for my birthday was a heart attack.
Doesn't matter what I do, I can't get out of going to this wedding.
No. And then a couple weeks after, you know, like they do the daddy-daughter dance, and then they fucking break dance. You know, we're like, hey,
whole,
take it easy, man.
A whole
take
choreography thing planned, yeah.
We're fucking, you know, doing all this shit, and we're like, that guy was dead 2 weeks ago.
Like you,
nothing can stop him, like you said.
Is the AED machine ready? You got to get that. Did that get an invite?
There was
the
one
wedding?
On the wall. I checked.
You're like, all right, we're got
I
it.
Threw it out the back door.
No, that was a good fucking time, man.
100%. But is that what they call it, a widowmaker?
Yeah, when yeah. It's 100%. One, you know? Yeah.
Is that what the doctor says?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The doctor said, I was dead. I should not be alive.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, but he's like, well, I am, so yeah, where's my family?
Yeah, he's like, today I had the lady come over to do all the shit for the life insurance that, you know, we're getting. And Christ, after answering all her questions and going through all the medications, I'm like, I wouldn't even fucking approve it.
Jesus Christ.
You get
you were an insurance.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Your family gets $10 if you die.
It's cost you $500 a month for a $100 policy.
Yeah, you get a pack of smokes and a sucker.
You get these Arby's coupons.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, that's you're trying to get life insurance.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now?
Jesus Christ.
No, it was Burger King that killed
him. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Burger
King. Yeah.
Don't ever get two original chicken sandwiches and a fry.
Yeah, if you
eat it all, you have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine. Oh, I used to eat like that.
Oh, my
God.
Man.
I gotta go to the doctor. I'm surprised I didn't fucking die.
Anything else, I don't care. You eat 24 Whoppers, but you'll be fine. You eat two chicken sandwiches, original chicken sandwiches.
That was that was the meal you had the day of?
That was my lunch. Two chicken
for
sandwiches 30 and a fry.
Before, yeah.
What was the symptoms? Was it just like, ow, and then you don't remember it?
It was weird. All of a sudden, I found, man, I got a shit. And I went in there, I had diarrhea and throwing up at the same time.
If that's the symptoms of a heart attack,
well, I don't know
I've
if
had
that
a
is.
Lot of heart attacks.
I don't know if
every
that was
Saturday
it or
not. Night, man, I am fucking
then
dead.
Then I went back and I'm sitting at my desk, and the girls kept coming in. You don't look right. You don't look right. So I feel fine and all that stuff. And then
I feel fine, but I'm shitting and throwing up at the same time.
Well, it was after that.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, one of them came in and said, "You need to go to the hospital or something." I said, "Yeah, maybe you better call an ambulance." And they got there, started throwing those things under my tongue. What the hell you call them?
Nitro.
The nitro under my tongue, and that wasn't like, you know, it tastes like shit. It's really not doing anything. Well, it's keeping you alive. And then they put me in the ambulance. I remember going, you know, just before going over the bridge. That was it. I knew we were getting to the bridge because I could see out the back window of the ambulance, and then I was gone.
That's heavy, man.
And the next thing I wake up and on a fucking slab. Metal slab.
Cold-ass metal
fucking
slab.
Naked, cold, freezing my ass off.
What the hell?
Right, right. Well, that's what I thought. And then
it's like a dark, he starts kicking the door.
I'm awake.
Yeah. Then the doctor comes in and goes, yeah, you should be dead. But
next thing you hear is zombie, and I went black again.
lady hit with a bedpan.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, we're very glad you're still here.
Well, that makes one of you.
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. We got three down here. Doesn't matter if you want to be here or not. God damn it.
Shit, it's about that time, eh?
Yeah,
for,
it is.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a hell
yeah. Beer of the week.
Oh, I was wondering what this was going to be today when I was listening.
Hey. Well, you know what you're doing.
No, you go.
No, you're good. Go.
I thought you were doing music. Well, you know, something when you're pouring that. So, what's the worst thing about working in an unemployment office? No, that if you get fired, you still got to show up.
Are these rattling? Because you got a lot of zingers. Are these? Is this what you're thinking about when you cut the grass?
Sometimes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I just want to know how these happen because
they're all in
if
there.
He's deep in his thoughts, they pop up like crazy. Hank,
I aspire to be you when I'm older, just with the zingers all the time.
That's on the paywall.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. Folks. You can't hear that right now. Anyway, beer of the week. Jesus Christ.
It definitely wasn't bad at all.
That's basically how our live show went.
Yeah.
Really?
Not even close. No.
It was. Anyway.
It was close, but it wasn't to that.
Is the live episode up?
The first one is.
Yeah.
I got to cut the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first one took an hour and 45 to record, and I think it's only up for an hour 10. So
yeah.
He had to cut so much out of it. Our first guest, wonderful Craig, was on stage for about a half an hour, and he's in the podcast for about 15 minutes. That guy was ruthless. He was crazy. He was like, is there any Catholics in the audience? Good. I got a good one for you. And we're just
oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Not Jesus jokes.
Is there anyone this is going to offend in the audience? You? Okay, here
good.
We go.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did. He was like, oh, Eddie, it's your mom. Well, great. Come here. thank you, my son. It's terrible.
What are we sipping on here?
Oh, yeah. Well, beer of the week. So Eddie's going to get on Untappd. Untappd is a beautiful app that we use to track all of our beer drinking. You can find him at Fuzzy Lumpkiss.
Yeah.
That's
FuzzyLumpkiss.
That's right. So find him. Cheers us. Try to find the beer of the week. And if you do that, please comment on the beer that he drank, and we will send you some free merch.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody ever out there in the ether would like to comment, good, bad, anything. Yeah, but we've got Peanuts and Cracker Jack from the Mitten Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It is a 6% ABV, 30 IBU. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. What does IBU mean?
International Bitter Unit.
Oh, see, that's delicious. You can taste
Holy
all of it.
Holy
Jesus. That's
German
a fucking
Jesus.
Dessert.
Yeah, that really is. That really is. Peanuts.
That's probably
and
the most sugar I've had
jacks.
In a month.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Really good.
That's like.
Oh, it's a porter.
Yeah.
Making my pinky twitch.
That's a porter disguised as a stout. You know,
that's
what, you
a
know what
milkshake
I mean?
The size of a
dude,
beer.
I thought
the box of Cracker Jacks had peanuts.
What did I say?
Well, you said peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
That's the name of
that's
it.
That's the, yeah.
Well, why didn't
they call
it Cracker Jacks?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, because it's like peanut butter. It's like peanut buttery. Like
it's fucking good is what it is.
Peanut.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I give it a 4.5.
I'm going to do the same as you, 4.5.
Where'd you pick this up from?
We got it from Ideal Party Store right on.
Did you go to Salzburg?
No, I went to Johnson.
Johnson and Salzburg.
Johnson Street.
Yeah.
So, we got this at. Yeah, but there's Ideal. Also an Ideal on Salzburg,
there
too.
There is, yeah.
What's the. So, the rating scale, you gave it a.
Yeah,
4.5 out of 5.
Yep,
out of
so
5.
It's,
okay.
It's to yeah. 5, but you can do quarters.
Gotcha.
Or, it's, well,
or
that's
negatives.
What the Untappd. That's what the
or
Untappd
yeah.
app. It goes in quarters from 1 to
gotcha.
5.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
What are you giving it?
What do you give it?
You know,
I completely forgot to rate during the live show.
Oh,
we
Jesus.
Forgot to rate.
So
we
it's just
said what
beer.
The fuck it is, yeah, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get a 4.4.
A 4.4. That,
that
ain't
works.
A quarter.
4.5.
There
yeah,
it is. Yeah,
yeah.
4.5.
I'm a musician. I'm
a
fucking man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I give it that 4.4 time
four,
signature.
Four,
you
yeah.
know, that makes me want to dance
four,
at a club,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. No, it's good. I probably could only drink one of those mm-hmm. before I, like, went into a sugar coma.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
really.
This is like after you have a light dinner. Like, you could get a salad and then finish off with that, you know? But if
most
you
definitely.
Get, if you have so you, like a Philly or a pizza, there's no way in salad. Hell I'm ordering that.
Yeah.
Salad ain't a meal.
You're right.
That's true.
You asked what the IBU is. International Bitter Unit. So how bitter the beer is.
A
normal beer, like a light beer or something, maybe around 20 to 30. Your IPAs are like 55 to
huge.
80 and then up. Yeah. Because, like, there was a beer we did a week or two ago was, like, 11% 100 IBU.
Yeah, it was
very bitter, very strong.
See, I'm not a huge fan of bitter-tasting beers. I don't know.
It's more hops. The hoppier,
I don't
the
know.
Bitterier.
I don't know if bitter that just hits people's palate differently.
Yeah,
or
I like bitter.
The next one we got lined up on deck is very bitter. So it's either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. But I love it. But, we'll get to that soon. Yeah. Mason.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Early birthday.
Oh.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, I got
getting
a
old.
Yes,
I got
are.
A birthday
you
question
are. Are
for
you.
Are
you turning 26?
26.
Oh, shit. We've been there. I've been there. No, I'm just kidding.
26.
I'm there right now.
I got a birthday question for you because after Beer of the Week, we have beer trivia.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. What is the most common style of beer?
Ooh, I feel like I know this. Oh, I do.
It's a...
like... porter, IPA, sure. ale. What's the most common style?
It's a lager.
Lager!
Yeah.
Ding,
ding,
ding. Wow. Hey. Holy shit.
And you know why I know that? Is because I was here the day you guys were...
you fucker. He was taking
on his
shit, son of a bitch.
He cheated.
You gotta give me props on remembering.
Wait, hold on. Where is it? I got his prize. Hold on. We have a trophy for that. It's a fuck you finger. There it is.
I like it.
Give me one that I didn't hear.
I don't know. I got to run my. Did I do the Pilgrims?
Yep.
No. Oh, you did it that
yep.
night.
Oh,
yeah.
that night.
Yep. That one.
Roger,
well, then I got
you like beer
Roger,
trivia?
Yeah, Roger, you got a beer trivia for
before
Mason
the Fabiano
here?
Brothers. What was it called before Fabiano
oh,
Brothers brought
you
it
got me.
Some local beer trivia.
Yeah,
I
local
like
beer
it.
Trivia.
Fuck, I don't even know if I know that. Oh wait, I think I do. But continue. Yep.
Well, Mason, give it a guess.
Fabiano Brothers.
They bought out who?
They bought out somebody, so it didn't stay in the family, so it wasn't...
Jimmy's.
Jimmy Four Aces?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that bar.
Was it...
Fuck that.
Dude, I don't even know. I have no idea.
All right, give it to him, Raj.
Can't even guess.
Max True Incorporated.
Max True.
Max True. Yeah.
Here's a little bit of trivia. Chance. I don't know if Eddie knows it. You probably know this, but how did Max True die?
Did he fall in a vat of beer?
No.
Did he get run over by a forklift?
He was in town. He didn't live in the state.
He's alcohol poisoned.
At the time, and so he came in to check on the distributorship, and it was around Christmas time. And my mother made these awesome chocolate chip cookies. And I still haven't been able to replicate the damn cookie. I'm pretty close. Anyway, so on his way back to Tri-City Airport, in the back of the limo, he died eating my mom's cookies.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My grandma killed Max True?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what they thought. He was poisoned.
The missing ingredient's rat poison.
But it was, that might be it. Yeah.
You know,
please
don't
try that.
They took the cookie that was half eaten, hanging out of his mouth, and the rest of the cookies, and had him tested, but it came out that he just had a heart attack.
Oh,
some
Jesus
guys just
Christ.
Can't hold their arsenic.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just built different, guys. We're just built different. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wild.
Was grandma shaking or she was like, nah, man, I'm the fucking eating
right
she
now. Didn't. Yeah, everybody ate those fucking cookies. But
my grandma was a goddamn
so
saint.
So it used to be called Tri-City Airport before MBS?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
yeah.
Holy
nice.
Shit. Well, that's another trivia of local trivia, yeah.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I just got really drunk.
Well, good. You haven't been drinking, well, so
no, I know, but that guy, I know I haven't been drinking every night.
That's only six. That's two.
I know, but I haven't been drinking every night, and I haven't eaten. I've been eating, like, walnuts and fucking broccoli and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so,
like a squirrel.
Both of you guys are in health kicks for fucking what?
I went to the hospital, so I have to be. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck this skinny kid's problem is.
Dude,
he's bulking, man.
I was here playing at practice, and I, like, threw up my back, and I'm like, oh. It's like I'm 25 years old. Maybe I should stop.
Oh, don't feel bad. One of my very good friends, he's 26, and he was like, fuck, I stepped over a bucket the other day at work and threw my fucking back out. Like, he was literally out for the rest of the day.
Dude,
I was like, all right, old man.
I slept perfect the other night and woke up and my back was fucked up. And I was like, oh, no, because I was like, I don't know what I did. And one of my coworkers was like, I don't think it's what you did. I think it's what your age is. And I was like, stop it. I was like, I'm not that old.
Once you hit 30,
like,
shit just starts to start creaking and it's awful.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I like just... Roger's smiling. He's like, wait till you hit fucking 50.
What hurts right now?
Everything.
What a question.
He's like,
what hurts right
my
now?
Pride. My pride.
Knees, elbows, what is it?
Yeah, you know that song? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes, that's what fucking hurts.
Yeah,
that was just written by a 50-year-old man. Yeah.
They were like, we need a children's song. Well, I don't know how to write that. Well, it's about the body. Well, my entire body hurts. He's like, what hurts? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Like, easier to answer, what doesn't hurt?
That's fair.
What? I don't want to ask that.
Mason, have to cut it out.
Mason, why the fuck are you eating healthy? What's going on?
Yeah, what's
you
your
balking?
Deal?
Oh, you just told us.
No,
he didn't tell us on camera or on mic.
I grew up, like, really scrawny and always, like, kind of, like, wanted to see if I could build muscle and, like, actually have, like, muscle tone. So I just, like... bought a gym membership.
You're just going to try it, huh?
For eating right. And
where are you going?
You got to go to the gym. And you can't just buy a membership and think it's
going
to happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I figured that out. I'm gonna start going next week.
Had a membership for 17 years.
But. He's like, he's all working. I don't know.
I pay monthly, but the fucking muscles ain't coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I go to Old Town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love Old Town. I went there for a long time.
I like the sauna and the pool and the...
Yeah.
Is that the one in the old Ponderosa?
I grew up in Old Town.
No, that's...
Yeah,
I
mean, that is one.
But
it's, dude, the main one's over on North Union.
Yeah,
it's real nice.
One, yeah.
The one here is...
No, I grew up in Old Town Saginaw.
Borderline shit, the one here, but...
Yeah, because you go in there and you're just like, oh my God, they're still fried
they
chicken.
They did another one.
Yeah, it still smells like...
Out of an old Ponderosa or something up in Pinconning.
Did they really?
And that one is like... beautiful and amazing. It's like, and all the new equipment. And Essexville, they were like, here's the rejects.
Like, I love how Old Town is like Spirit Halloween when like a fucking big store is closing. They see a Ponderosa with closing soon and they're just like, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's what not
people,
a bad
that's
model.
What people do around here with like the old family videos. They're just like, weed
did
shop.
Did you see the fucking one across the 10, that bridge? The free one,
oh,
or whatever?
On Henry?
Yeah, they're making that, they're like...
What's already?
Yeah, they're playing like Magic and
well, yeah,
D&D
yeah, yeah. It's,
there.
It used to be the treasure, yeah, it used to be the treasure hoard that had four stores, and he closed three, and then moved out of the mall, and then moved into there, and then renamed it the...
It's like the geek
or something.
The
yeah,
nerd, the
it's
nerd
still,
shop there.
Yeah, it's so it's the same. No, but the owner, the owner,
like
yeah, the owner,
something.
The owner's real nice. They have very cool. Fuck, what do you call them? Figurines and metal stuff. Like they have a lot of custom metalwork,
like
swords
and
everything.
Shit.
Yeah,
really.
Some
but
is,
they do a lot of magic
some
cards.
Some just dudes
Pokemon
walk in there
cards,
like,
all that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, fuck yeah.
Dude walk in there like, I think I need a sword.
Yeah,
it's a real nice shop. But we have to love TNT Comics, TNT Toys out in Midland.
Oh, yeah, that's a really
sponsor
in,
of the 989 Network, TNT Toys, man.
Yep, they are in the Midland Mall. I can't remember what they took over, but they're right out of
everything,
Target.
Everything,
right
everything in the
Target.
Midland Mall.
Yeah, they took
over everything.
It all,
No, it's right outside of Target, and I walked in there one day, and I was like, it's really cool. And then we had the two from Wider Range of Conversations, Rick and Eric, or Rick and E-Rick, like we like to call them. But they had, before they came on our podcast, they had just went and they got like super high and went to TNT and then they stopped
spent
the Gourmet Cupcake
hundreds
shop.
Of dollars.
Yeah. And,
TNT.
Yeah. And yeah, because they're buying like fucking, Eric is buying Power Ranger helmets. And I was like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like actual full, like usage.
White Ranger helmet. And he got that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shit.
Yeah.
And the, Green Ranger watch, bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's just
TNT
really cool.
Toys in Midland. Check
Hell
it
yeah.
out.
TNT Toys. I'll have to see that. I've never been out there.
Yeah, real neat shop.
Yeah, yeah. It's small, but they pack it in good. Like, you walk around there and you're like, it takes you back. You're just like,
That's
oh,
cool.
I want to buy everything, but I can't afford everything. You know?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Sorry.
But
you had a question.
Well,
yes, birthday. It's, oh, it's Mason's birthday.
Speaking of those stores and stuff, that the Kmart here
Hampton
Mall, that's opening up soon as rental units.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Really?
I saw that.
Storage units.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
I mean,
like,
I guess because it's like air conditioned and heated.
So you
that's
have to like
nice.
Walk it in to put it in your storage unit?
When Roger kicks us out, that's where we're going to start practicing.
That's
it,
yeah.
We're going to rent a storage unit.
I rented you one. It's a 5x5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, you
yeah,
can
good.
Just stand on my Toms.
Yeah. Just stand outside in the parking lot.
There you go.
Well, with the fucking amp you got, you can make it.
Yeah, you can hear me from Timbuktu.
Yeah, true.
There's enough room to plug an extension cord and take it outside.
Yeah, perfect.
What were we fucking talking about the other day about storage units and stuff? Oh, Hooligans. I was like, fuck, that'd be nice to buy Hooligans, like just
a
building.
Studio.
To make it like a studio. You've got the bar already set up. We could do the band shows out in the parking lot and stuff, and you could section it off. Like, that'd be actually kind of a neat area to have. Just because you don't need the business or liquor license, you just need the building. Sorry, ADD. Fucking Mason's birthday.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do have a question. We talked about it on the a couple podcasts ago, but like, what do you have
Born
to
in
do
a barn
on your
there,
birthday
bud?
to make your relax? It's one handed. I know. It's one handed. I gotta secure my beer before I close the fridge.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
What do I do?
What do you have to do on your birthday to make it feel like your birthday? Like, what's one thing you're gonna do tomorrow that's just like, I have to do this because it's my fucking day? Like, I can do this.
I mean, I gotta go to work. And
you don't take your birthday off?
I took the day after my birthday off because I was like, you know.
My job is, it doesn't really feel like a job most days. So, yeah, I'll go to work. I'll come home, you know, probably play some guitar or something and possibly play some video games and, you know, probably I'm gonna make myself a steak. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll get crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make myself a steak. And
do you like grilling?
I do. I ended up I had
this guy Gordon Ramsay steaks. Listen.
Oh
to this.
Shit.
I don't. I don't know where you heard this from.
You are an idiot sandwich.
Yeah. I just started yelling.
You were talking about risen. Stop that.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Using charisma on a woman. to fucking marinate the steak. Get out
of
here.
Oh, you're talking about when I was reverse searing steak.
Yeah, that's right. Reverse sear.
What you fuck does that mean?
You take the steak.
He's unthawing it?
Yeah. Unthawing.
You take the steak, you put it on a cooking pan, and you season it with whatever you want. You put it in the oven. You get it to about whatever you like your steak at. There's different temperatures for medium rare, whatever. You get it to that. You take it out. You let it settle, and then you get a skillet searing hot, butter, and some rosemary, and then you take the take the steak, and you do. A couple 10-15 seconds on each side, and then you turn the heat down, you tip the pan, you get that butter in a pool, you take a spoon, you baste it with the butter on top.
That is some Gordon Ramsay shit there.
That's what I was saying.
And then you enjoy. It's like one of those things where like you feel like you're cooking real well. Yeah. It's not that hard.
You know that this isn't going to go well on audio, but do you know how to tell the doneness of your steak by touch?
Is it like touching your hand or a part of your hand?
Your thumb. This is
each finger here on your thumb.
Right there.
Yeah.
Talk
okay.
In the mic.
If you touch here, that's rare, medium, and then rare, medium rare, medium, medium well, and
well done. If you go past here, you're a Nazi. Yeah.
You're a psycho.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touch the place between your index finger and your thumb.
Yeah. No, we're having steak tomorrow night, and I already got Donna's on.
Yeah, really.
That's how she does it, dude. I'm not even kidding.
Dude,
if that shit doesn't come out of Goodyear, she won't fucking eat it.
Does she eat it with ketchup?
No,
but
she just fucking likes it.
Once in a while, she might use A1, but
yeah. A1's if you eat one with ketchup,
yeah,
that's the peace way for me.
No, here's the deal though. Like we'll all finish our steaks and we'll look over and my mom has one bite taken out and we're like, "Are you gonna finish that?" She's like, "I'm still chewing the first bite." Like it's fucking ridiculous, you know.
So like next morning, yeah, still chewing.
Yeah, woke up. She's like, she spits it out like a fucking dip. Yeah. You know,
the longer it sits, the tougher it's gonna get.
No
too.
Shit, yeah.
No way.
Like, no, well, it was weird on my birthday. They were like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "Fucking hearty meal, steak and potatoes."
Yeah,
you know. So Eddie's like the house cook because.
Because I'm too lazy.
And you never trust a skinny cook.
Right. So, yeah, you never do. You never do.
I never heard that.
Yeah. It's just fucking facts. Like, Gordon Ramsay, he might do it to you, but he's still ass. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Sorry, Gordon. I apologize.
I'm sorry, Gordon. Lord, yeah. I apologize.
But, yeah, no, we were having steaks, and Eddie put, that's
that was
Mason's,
mine.
Yes. Yeah.
Put it back in. I still got a little bit of that.
I
haven't grown up yet.
Sorry, Spencer.
Still Spencer's 12 ounces.
Spencer's simultaneously bartending as he's trying to talk.
Yeah,
so.
It's a
delicate art.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. Well, we were having the steaks, and Eddie had to put mom's steak on like 5 times because she's like, "It's still not done." He's like, "The fucking shit is charcoal." She's like, "Yeah, but throw it back on."
There you go.
Good crap.
It does sound good when you listen to it.
Yeah. He loves it, dude.
Yeah, his mic,
like,
dude.
Oh,
his
yeah.
mic is the shit.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that is the brand new one.
I've learned to like Dennis's mic, though. This one's nice because I can...
Yeah,
I
what
can
the fuck? Why are you using
I'm
that
still
right
using
now?
It because I can fiddle around. I fuck around with my hands a lot. And
it sounds
good. It doesn't pick it up, so that's why I like that.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I gave Mason my mic.
You don't... You, this is,
I thought you still
this is a tried
musical.
True mic. There's nothing like an SMB.
Yeah.
Nope. Some bitch.
The Shure, the SM50...
That's some bitch.
Some bitch mic.
The pop filter's just all dented to shit.
Yeah.
This has seen the road.
It really has. Yeah, yeah. John and Eric know how about that because they're the ones who put the dent in them.
Oh, shit.
Traveling around doing pair of aces shit and all the time, yeah.
I had a thought. Now I can't remember what the fuck it was. Steak. Oh, why do you let a steak rest for 10 minutes? I've never understood that.
Because it's got to finish cooking.
Is what? Really?
Yeah, it cooks afterwards. Yep, the inside of any meat. Cooks after you take it off.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's probably why all my shit comes out a little bit more done than it's supposed
like,
to. I never realized
if
that.
If you think about it, the outside is obviously going to be hotter than the inside, so the outside is going to cook the inside. That's why you let it rest.
I guess.
Yes.
I've never.
So
yeah, because I don't
off,
let it rest. I always
always
eat it immediately.
No. Yeah. What you do is
you
take it off
enough after they killed it.
Yeah. So when you open it up and it's not quite done yet, take it off. Wait 5 minutes. That'll be perfect.
See, I do let it rest, but I just never knew why. I'm just I'm just that kind of ignorant. When just I'm just like,
they told me to do it.
It's on the instruction on the box.
Let it rest.
You
put a little pillow under.
Yeah,
it.
I'm like, put a little blanket over it. Yeah.
Then I'm like, then it's fucking cold by then. I don't want to let it.
No, it won't be. It's gonna be warmer than when you took it off. Promise.
Well,
anyway,
speaking of that, do you have a joke?
No.
You got a story?
Well,
we're about to go into stories.
No,
I got
it's not,
I gotta,
not
I
really a
real
joke. Well,
I'm gonna take
it.
I'm gonna
take
an
anecdote.
Sissy.
It was that
a sissy.
Okay, I'll do a joke.
Yep.
What do you call an overweight psychic?
Miss
Cleo. A large. It's got to be, right? Not
what?
A medium?
A fortune teller.
A fortune teller.
Funny. I like that. I feel like my response was really good because instead of a medium, you're a large.
Come I on. Like that is fun.
Yeah, extra
that
large.
Is good.
extra large.
I think it's about that
about
time.
About that time. Da-ding, dang, dang, da-ding.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
All right, Spencer, kick her off. What do you got going for?
Oh, so I got, we got Pintown after Pintown. Pintown treated us very well during our podcast.
Yeah.
So obviously
shout out to Pintown.
Yeah, shout out to Pintown. Fuck yeah. Pintown. Fuck
yeah. Fuck
yeah. but afterwards, we decided to go over to McFarland's, play a little pool. So I vaguely remember winning the last game and dropping my pool stick. Like, I dropped the mic. Like, I hit the shot in, went over the pool table, fucking dropped it from, like, a couple of feet up. And I felt really bad about that, but I didn't care.
Badass.
And then we had a lady come up and talk, and she was like, your podcast is pretty good, but it sounds like you're just a bunch of uncles doing a podcast. And I looked at Dennis, and Dennis got really offended. He was like, the fuck you?
Wait, who said that?
Some lady that I guess appeared there, but I don't remember
seeing
her. Oh,
nice.
Anyway.
I mean, we kind of are. It's a lot of dad jokes.
And
stuff.
I mean, what did you expect?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want
to
talk about?
I like to think of it
shit?
As like, do you like mustard? No? Cool.
Well,
a lot of people do. Like, you know, and that's just kind of how I feel it is.
There you go. Yeah, so Dennis, like, we go to leave, and we walk out, and we get to the truck, and Dennis is like, fuck, did we pay? And I was like, I didn't. I know Eddie did, but I didn't. And he walks back in.
No. Did I, though?
I don't know. I don't remember the fucking
night. I was
night.
Like,
that's what I'm telling
fucking blacked
you
out. Guys, hang on. This is one of those times. Remember, you're like, you ever wake up the next morning?
And have to
you're
check
like,
your bank account?
Yep.
Yeah. So Dennis walks hang back on. In and comes back, and he goes, we're fine. And I was like, I don't know what that means, so we're going. I knew I fell asleep before we even left that parking lot. I get home, and I remember getting a taquito, and Dennis has a really fucking funny story about that because he told me
I did pay.
Oh, good.
I
hey.
See McFarland's
sweet.
And Bentown. All right,
sweet.
Good.
But anyway.
Oh, hi, beautiful daughter.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi, Shelbs. How
this
you doing?
This is my daughter, Shelby.
Mason. Shelby Mason.
Shelby Mason.
This is Eddie's
nice
daughter.
To meet you.
And we I got out of the truck, and I vaguely remember eating a taquito, and I was like, how the fuck did I get this? Like, to the point where I had to call Dennis the next day and go, how did I get a taquito? And he goes, you yelled at me and said you wanted taquito, so I bought you them. And I said, did I go into the store? And he goes,
but where
no.
did you get fucking taquitos
oh,
from?
Fucking 7-Eleven. Mm. Yeah, 24/7 taquito. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you like went into a Kroger and just started smashing frozen taquitos.
No.
You're like I don't give a fuck.
Like those tornado taquitos.
Yeah,
you know,
I used to go to Speedway when I was like hard on money, and the lady used to give me the old ones for free.
Nice.
And I used to have it down
that
to
was
a
like
science.
The dinner. Yeah,
yeah. I knew her work schedule.
You were like right between 2:10 and 2:30.
Yeah, I knew her work schedule. I knew like.
Yeah,
it would ruin my day if she like called in sick. You know,
you're like, oh, no dinner.
I'd go hungry. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's
yeah, yeah. She's working for your dinner.
That's the only. Oh, she's doing well.
And I remember like coming to in the like doorway, and my gal was yelling at me saying throw up, and I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you've been yelling at me for like 2 hours that you have to throw up, but you haven't fucking moved. Throw up. And I was just like leaning again. That was, I don't like blacking out, but that was bad. So Pintown was a great time, and I'm glad, I hope you guys enjoy it. But I did not enjoy the next morning. I woke up, and I tried to call Dennis, couldn't get a hold of him, scared the shit out of me. I made my gal take me to where Dennis lives just so I could see his truck, and I was like, okay, you made it home safe. And we went back, and the dentist called me.
At least his truck did.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, and my fishing pole.
He's still in the truck sleeping.
Yeah.
He didn't care about the truck. He just wanted to make sure his fishing pole was there.
Yeah, I did. No, I care for dentist safety, you know. And we went back, and then Dennis called me, and he told me all about it. And he was like, I was good enough to drive. You kept yelling at me, and you're like, you're drunk, too. And he's like, I'm fine.
Did you guys go to work?
No, it was a Friday night. So
yeah,
because
the first live show we did a couple months ago was on a Wednesday, and
that
I was like,
terrible.
There's no fucking way we're doing it in the middle of the week
again. I made it.
Terrible.
I made it.
Yeah. I was like, no way we're doing it again.
Yo, but Friday was that was the better way to do it.
Yeah.
You always do like a show that you know you're not coming back
from. Yeah, it was
much
better. Yeah.
Yeah. On a Friday. Yeah.
Well, hey, we have Shelby here. She's up from college. She's a medallion scholar there at fucking Western Michigan University. But she has a funny story.
The Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, she's crazy smart and way, like, not as dumb as we are. But she has a funny story.
What's the major?
That's the funniest. Oh, well, that's actually the funniest part, because I'm a junior with a 4.0 and no major. So that's the funniest part about this. But anyway, people tell you all the time that, like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. People tell you all the time that college is a scam. And I think it's true, because today I had to pay for to see my own grades after I paid for the class and I paid for the homework material.
You gotta pay to see your grades?
I had to pay to get my final transcript, which I know is normal in most instances, but I just thought that was crazy. But anyway.
See, to me, I'd be like, fuck it, I know they're all E's anyway. Like, I'm out.
Oh, because I'm like, I had the flex. I'm like, okay, I have a 4.0. Like, I wanted to tell everyone. Uh-oh, pictures. Period. Anyways.
Oh, no. One of those.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
You could, you could double my GPA. It wouldn't even be close to a 4.0.
Okay, but that's also because I took, like, bullshit-ass classes this semester. Like, I started off with 18 credits. I'm like, this is going to be a great semester. And then, like, March happened. I was like, fuck, no, it's going to be a rough-ass semester. So I, like, dropped two classes. And it was like, wow, I wasn't really doing anything. And
4.0 is a 4.0. Don't discredit yourself.
Hey,
I don't care if you're taking yoga classes. It's a 4.0.
It's the first and last time y'all see that. But anyway, I want to talk about, why does no one ever talk about me? I talk about the grades. I talk about, you know, the friends. Why don't they ever talk about those fuck-ass geese that walk around campus?
Oh, yeah, the ones ones that try to come at you like, the fuck you doing around here?
Okay.
Bitch, I'm going to class.
Listen. And then the teacher, like, the professors literally did not believe me. There was one time I was walking. It was like 9 a.m. Had an exam. It was anatomy and physiology, so I already should have known, like, the teacher was gonna be on some bullshit. But anyway, I'm like, okay, I'm walking with my, like, fat, like, I have a case for my stuff, and I'm also one of those, like, students with the rolly bag. I know it's real. I don't know. I'm a loser. I know, but
like, get stuck on the sidewalk.
Who's trying to have back pain? It's not me. So anyway, it's like a bright summer day, and I'm trying to roll my shit across the campus, and then there's like fat ass geese. Which, by the way, they're like 18 pounds. Not gonna lie, like
fat ass fuck ass.
Yeah, fat ass fuck ass geese.
So,
that's
like
the name of the podcast right there.
So, like, I'm like, okay, and all of a sudden, I'm walking, just minding my own business, and then they're like, you know, quack or whatever they say. I don't
hiss.
Know.
I don't know.
And like,
that would be a duck.
Too. They're like,
I'm like, I swear, I swear to God, they must know they're, like, federally protected. Like, the way they act, I'm like, they just know the government's going to come say they ass.
Canada Gooses. I love it.
So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do here? So I'm like trying to figure out, what can I take out my backpack to, like, throw at it, or at least, like, scare it or something. Government, if you're listening to this, I won't do anything to a goose anyway, because they're gonna come back and get my ass and be like, you did what?
But you threw a number two pencil at a goose.
Oh my god, you threw a binder. That's crazy. But anyway, moral of the story is, I was literally just walked back to the dorm. I was like, fuck it, it's not my day. And I emailed the professor, and that was that. And
wait, hold on. Walk us through that email, though.
Okay, so I was like,
attacked by geese.
Shelby,
Shelby is literally that person who will write you the strongly worded letter. She'll sit down and be like, this motherfucker.
Okay, so
fuck-ass geese.
I was like, okay, like, hi, professor, whatever, like, their name was at the time. I forgot their name. But anyway, I know it was a guy, but anyway. So I was like, hello, how you doing? Like, I'm just here to tell you that I was sick, and that was that. Like, I was sick.
Oh, you didn't.
Sick of these fucking geese.
Literally. I was like, I'm just feeling very ill and don't want to deal with unnecessary bullshit. And then I was like, signed, you know, at best, Shelby, and that was it. But they also shit everywhere. No one ever said that.
Oh, they do.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
The world is your toilet. You should know that, too.
I don't know that, actually. Huh? So, anyway, like, we went to this one party or whatever. My friend got drunk, like, drunk real bad. And I'm like, okay, I turn around. Like, I'm the sober friend all the time. But, like, I turn around, all of a sudden, she's rolling in the grass. Why would she roll in goose shit? And try to get in the car.
Mm. Oh,
you know, there's goose shit. You don't have to see it. You're like, that's a populated area. There's no way.
Yeah, so we had to get a tarp, it was like a blanket, and then like a tarp over the or under the blanket. It was or over the blanket. It was a hot mess.
Hey, we had to roll this bitch up like a tortilla. Ain't no way you're getting
you
in
get
my car.
Not in my car. It's crazy, but. Anyway, so the moral of the story is college is a scam and geese are
fuck ass fat ass bitches.
Yeah, fuck ass fat ass bitches and scene.
Well, thank you so much.
That was a great story.
Thank you so
I like
much.
That
hey,
a lot.
Hey, you're running away. Thank you so much for stopping by.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
That was great.
We love you, Shelby.
Keep it up.
We love you.
And fuck those fat ass fucking.
She walks outside. What? It's waiting for you. Yeah. Like, what's up?
I heard you talking
geese.
Shit.
Talking
about
shit about me. Quack or whatever.
Quack. Yeah, the thing goes quack or whatever. You know, I might hiss, but fuck
that's
quack
funny.
You, man.
Quack you.
Oh, that's awesome, Mason. We
what?
Got
yeah,
walked your... to Essexville.
Oh yeah. Okay, so this is my drunk story. Gosh, about maybe 2 years ago.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. I'm out drinking at the Silver Palace in Essexville, Michigan.
Well, the most famous bar in Essexville.
Yeah. And I'm with a friend by the name of Mia. You know Mia?
Yes.
She went to school with us. She's the same age as us, and we're out drinking, you know, just have a good time. It was one of those nights where we're like, yeah, go have a couple. And you know, when you say that, it never ends up being a couple. And who do we see at the Silver Palace but the great John Asel's parents? And they're like, hey, nice to see you. We haven't seen each other in a while. They're like, let's buy you a drink. And then that turned into another drink.
Yep.
And that turned into another drink.
Yep.
And by the end of the night, I can't walk straight. And
that's what they do, man. The best friends.
I can't, you know, I'm trying to like think about how the hell am I going to get home? And I didn't even drive. I know how I'm going to get home. You know, Mia's there to give me a ride home. So we get in the car and, you know, we're driving home and I live, you know, walking distance.
Yeah, I was just about
Silver
to say
Palace.
A fucking skip and a hop, you know?
Yeah. So she lets me out. I go in. I go in the back door of my house, the sliding glass door, and I go in and I look out the window once I'm in and I see her drive away and immediately leave. And I start walking the entire city of Essexville, just absolutely plastered. I'm kicking over like traffic cones and shit and you know, just being a menace to society, or what I think is
just
a menace
being
to society.
A menace.
Just, yeah, you know, there's like a pothole and there's like a cone in front of it. You know, I give that the fucking boot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's dipping. And I walk probably 3 miles and in a circle. And I come.
End up at the palace again. You're like, fuck.
I come back.
He meant to go further, but he had a limp.
Yeah,
he just fucking
yeah I just kept going right. And, it's at a very slow right pace. And I get to this. I get to this big oak tree by the railroad tracks right by my house, and I sit down. I'm feeling a little spinny. I'm feeling a little nauseous. I throw up everywhere. I throw up.
Oh, no.
There's cars passing by. It's really not that late for this to be happening.
It's like 8 o'clock.
It straight up was probably like 10:30.
Oh, geez.
Nice. And there's like people like driving past me. I'm just projectile vomiting. And
I missed him. Damn it.
And I sit by the tree, and I look disheveled. I look like I look like I don't have a house, even though it's in like I can see it. And I get up, I kind of brush myself off, and I walk to the back of my garage, which is right by the railroad tracks. I walk to the back of my garage, and then I don't remember a thing. And I wake up, and it's 6 in the morning, and I'm wet from dew in the grass.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then, like, I just hear the birds. It was actually a pretty peaceful way to wake up.
a searing headache.
Yeah, it was. I was borderline still drunk. Because when you get too drunk and you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm fine.
Oh,
you hate it. You're
still
drunk. Oh, that's why.
A shower always helps.
And I walk inside, and to this day, I still blame Mia for letting me leave, even though I on purposely waited for her to pull out of the driveway and then left. It's totally not her fault, but I feel like with my delinquency of that, I'm just thinking, you know, it's her fault, and I don't.
Oh yeah.
Fair enough.
You're like I'm not taking the blame for that shit.
Somebody come get me. I don't know. It's, but yeah, it was. That was like the only time I told Spencer before we started recording that I never blacked out, but I did like get. I remember everything up until I just like
fell asleep.
It.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I could have done something in between. Like not remembering and waking up in the grass. We don't know. I have no idea.
You'll never know.
That's why rings were invented. Now you have to get yourself a ring.
Ring camera.
So you can be like, these are my drunk thoughts. Like, these are what I do when I black out.
It would have just been me going in and then 2 minutes later walking out. And then 6 in the morning walking in.
Yeah, I kind of did that same thing when I was a kid at my parents' house and passed out right in the dining room coming into the back door of the house. And they were had just gotten home from their cottage and walked in, and here I'm on the fucking ground, passed out. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, just kind of woke up, looked at it, and said, yeah, I was coming up steps, and I fell. I'm fine.
Play it off.
Yep, play it off. Go to bed.
Play it off good. Luckily, I lived alone.
So yeah.
The only one that could like think about it was me.
Nice.
It was not fun.
Was that your last call? Your last call? Yeah. What did we write down?
I didn't write anything down.
Oh, what you got?
I don't have anything.
Oh, that was it? Just your small anecdote?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
That's what my girlfriend tells me all the time. You got a small anecdote.
That's what she calls it.
Are you the one that busted your nose?
What's that?
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
You'd have to listen to the last episode. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to catch up. I'm only on John Aisel's episode.
Nice.
I got to keep going. I didn't want.
Yeah, I feel bad. John texted me like 40 minutes ago, and I was like, "Oh shit! Yes, we're here." Whoops.
Who?
John Aisel.
Oh, is he coming?
Yeah, he's gonna stop by, drop off his computer for me to fix.
Oh, I gotta wait for him.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah. So I'm pulling an audible. Yep. Because you were talking about passing out in the bushes. I was at my buddy Sam's house one night, and we started playing Fish Tank, which I vaguely remember. And he had this like massive fishbowl thing, and they started like trash canning whatever they had into this fishbowl.
Oh god!
And we're playing waterfall and tippy cup and beer pong and all this stuff, but you had to, like, whenever you lose anything, you had to fucking drink out of the fishbowl.
Fuck.
All I remember past like 9 is then waking up the next day in his fucking bushes outside, and I was like half naked, and I'm in the fucking bushes. I was like,
when you say half naked, was your shirt on or is your pants on?
So I was like, where the fuck am I? What is happening?
I don't know who in the hell he hung out with as a kid, but every story, somebody's naked in the fucking bushes or in the yard.
Yep.
It's not a party. Yeah,
that's what fucking Tito's
I have
does.
To tell you. I have to tell you about Tunnel of Asses at the railroad.
Oh,
there's
no, you don't.
There's another. Anyway, Tunnel yeah. Of Asses. So that was the night we fucking trash canned out of a fishbowl,
so
and I woke up half naked in the fucking bushes the next day.
Oh,
yeah.
Face up, face down.
I don't know. Oh. In the bushes, on my side. I sleep on my side.
Oh, okay.
I think I just instinctively rolled in.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
This looks warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. It has been absolutely fantastic. Find us on Facebook, on Instagram, all
fuck
that
yeah.
jazz. What is, plug your EP again. What's the name of your EP?
Oh, okay. So the band's called Off Brand. The EP is called Something's Missing, and it's on everywhere. So Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Facebook, Instagram.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Fucking
hell yeah.
Reddit. I don't know.
Yeah. Reddit, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a thread going on it.
I don't know. Yeah. It's fun. And then I got a solo project. It's just under Mason. In Monville, and then we're dropping another single in June.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
And then we got fucking dates for Chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
We got fucking,
oh yeah,
we got shows. We're about to gig like rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So come check Chapter 4, fucking Off Brand, Mason Monville.
We play together a couple shows this year.
Babel. Yes, we do.
With
so,
some off-brand and some Chapter 4 and the same gig.
Check out the 989.network and absolutely. Well, as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sweet. Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.